Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, where we will dig deeper in this story of Paul Pelosi getting attacked, because yesterday I represented this based on just the little knowledge I had of it. You know, I said it's a guy with a hammer saying, "Where's Nancy?" But it doesn't look like this anymore. It looks like, well, this guy, his name was known to Paul Pelosi, so they knew each other in some way, and it doesn't look like a random attack where he would have entered and didn't know at all this guy. It looks like he's mentioning some problems around drug. Some people are speculating he could have been a male prostitute. He has a past abusing sexually children. And he's an extreme radical nudist. And he's... he was paired and bonded with a Russian immigrant woman who was an activist nudist who had three children, and he was participating to the raising of these children. And he had, well, two children, and then he had another children with some other woman. Not clear. And he's been engaged in blogging, and the Democrats have been just busy putting out is conspiracy theories that would be in line with right-wing MAGA style. But the fact is that he seemed to be a LGBT BLM leftist who happened maybe to subscribe to one or two conspiracy theories of the MAGA crowd, but mostly he had a LGBT flag at the place where he was living. He had a BLM flag, and the neighbors are saying that there are a bunch of paranoid people living there that call the police on them because they suffer from paranoia and they keep thinking that everyone is plotting against them. So it's a very complex story. Maybe a schizo leftist, exactly the kind of guy who will put, you know, the kind of guys who got arrested at the January 6th. A lot of them, like the Buffalo guy, was engaged in much leftist activism before he got arrested there. So it looks like these guys can sometimes join the right wing in one conspiracy, but in general, they have a very much leftist frame of mind. And so then it opens the question, Paul Pelosi saying, he was yelling, "Where is Nancy?" Is it possible that Paul Pelosi lied, or that he didn't tell the whole truth? I have someone on Twitter who I think has solved the whole mystery. He suggests that the guy did yell, "Where's Nancy?" But not in the sense you may think. What happened is that there was a conflict over drugs or the male prostitution fees, and there was a quarrel and an altercation between the two. The hammer wouldn't be from this guy. The hammer would be from Paul Pelosi. And Paul Pelosi may have taken it to defend himself in this altercation. And eventually, his gay lover would have started yelling, "Why do you want me to leave? Why do you want me to leave? Is it because Nancy is coming back? Where's Nancy?" That makes absolute sense. Paul Pelosi could have said to the police, he was yelling, "Where's Nancy?" without telling the rest of this conversation. Effectively, you would have said only the truth, but obviously a lie by omission, by not saying the context in which those words would have been used. Very interesting theory, and I think it's the most likely up to now. That would make absolute sense. And then the broken window could be the cops. He didn't enter this house through the broken window. That would be the hypothesis. The broken window could have been because of the altercation or because he threw the hammer at some point, something like this. It could be another reason that the window is broken, then he entered through a broken window, because entering through a broken window on someone who's supposed to have that much level of security, that's bizarre. It seems like there would be in place some staff, some systems of alarm of all kind, and that he wouldn't. And then this would explain also why Paul Pelosi was in underwear when the police arrived. That is another bizarre observation. Now, you can be in underwear chilling in your house, but with the gay lover hypothesis, it would absolutely make sense. Gay lover, of course, probably gay prostitute, because I don't think Paul Pelosi, he's at an age in which he's probably not so attractive to a gay lover. Ariel Suarez sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, I think I understand your conception of what right wing is, JF. I've been thinking about this for years. Well, thank you. And yes, I hope that I've been accompanying you in the thinking, because it's important, because right wing, when they call, you know, they will say immediately, as soon as you are alarmed about any sort of theme that touches the Jewish people, they will call you far right. But there are plenty of ultra-statist leftists who care about the Jewish people. And in fact, it seems that even the attacker of Paul Pelosi had talked about this on his blog. We'll look at the information we have, but before I have to answer some super chats and questions that came to me during the night. First, YGG Drazil. I was supposed to answer his question yesterday, but I totally forgot, so here it is. He says, I never catch the live AMA streams because of the time zone difference. I had a question for you. I had a question for you that applies to both TRP and your frequent advice to make babies. I will challenge you more in case I catch you live. Considering you're a naturalist / materialist, and assuming a 100% of your genes will be present at the moment when planet Earth can no longer sustain life, why does it matter that your genes or your DNA-based life form live long enough to see the sun explode? I get it that it's your preference, and on average, having children and a stable family is a fulfilling way to live one's life. But what is the difference between your genetic line surviving X generations or X plus one generations, where X would be greater than 3? The 3 is just an arbitrary number to exclude the lifetime of your subjective experience. The same question for DNA getting subjugated by TRP one or more generations before the end of life on Earth. So that's an important question. I think there's a fallacy when people attack you with that kind of question. There's a fallacy that because the end result at some point in time in the future is X, that it's the same thing. Two things can be different, but they can culminate in the same ending. And yet you can prefer one thing over the other, especially when we're talking about millions of years. So the sun engulfing the Earth is in about 500 million years, I think. So you have 500 million years where you have a choice. In 500 million years, you have no choice. Planet Earth will be destroyed. So the way I see it from a moral perspective is, are there things that I prefer in this 5 million year block that I have control over? And I think there is a way for human life to pursue, to create more experience, more this luck of living that we've been given. We can pass it on to people who will experience it too. That is important to me. I think whatever happens at the end, if you don't control it, it's not part of your moral lens. You don't have to consider this. But the things you can control is, what do we do with planet Earth while it's ours? And I think we can fill it with different types of people that will lead different lives. And I think there are some lives that are better than others. I think that if you were to suggest, JF, what's better for you? A world of anarchy and criminality and piracy over all the planet for the next 500 million years, or a life of free market and free decisions and growth and abundance? I think that the life of abundance and growth and freedom would be more worth living, and I think it would lead to cognitions that are more worth caring about their existence. One moment. So Yes, because a point in time in the future is the same doesn't mean that you can't have a preference for one branch or the other, because the subject of morality is how the world should be, and that includes the block of 500 million years that's ahead of us. It's worth caring about this block because it will contain so many existences, so many ways of living, that you can have a preference for one or the other. The fallacy here would be to think that because two scenarios involve a same conclusion, that they are morally equivalent. But that the fallacy here is that the only thing morality cares about are conclusions. It shouldn't. Could be the same ending, but the path there is worth or not worth pursuing. Now, of course, as you say, ultimately, I say these things, but ultimately, I care about this because I'm a Darwinian being. That's it. And I care about self-preservation, and I will find reasons to justify my view to you in whatever ways I can. Ariel Suarez sends $10. Thank you so much for supporting the show. By the way, if you'd like to do like Ariel, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. I have a fly here harassing me. Alternatively to Odyssey super chats, you can also use Entropy. He says, your conception of right wing is ideals and behavioral patterns that are conducive to less government interventions in human lives. Hierarchies that are formed in a voluntary basis, for instance, church, private organizations, self-ownership, personal responsibility, etc. Darwinian selection following its course. Yes. And however, you know, this last sentence of yours there is a caveat to say about this. There would be another course of Darwinian evolution in which there's no freedom. Piracy, anarchy, criminality, state corruption, all of this could be, and it would still be Darwinian. So then, what is the difference between my Darwinism and this Darwinism? Well, my Darwinism implements in the mechanism of society ways to make sure that the Darwinism that happens isn't human controlled. It comes from nature, and it comes from, I include in nature here even the free demand of humans. What I mean by nature here is not imposed by hitting you with a club on the head, basically. that is what I would call, for this context of discussion, non-natural. Because it's all nature, ultimately, and it's all Darwinism. The guy who hits you with a club on the head is a part of nature. However, by doing so, he is imposing on your line of Darwinism, your line of existence, his own preferences and his own desire for you not to exist. So yes, it's a laissez-faire approach to the mechanisms of the world rather than an active control by authorities. And finally, before we begin the review of the news, Dave Voce had sent $10 on Entropy during the night. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, why do you think there is some people who are willing to investigate things and try to find the truth, and then there's the bulk of people that seem completely incapable of doing this? Well, I think it's the same reason why evolution doesn't favor high IQ, large segments of the population. Basically, evolution will push towards some kind of discovery behavior, some kind of creativity, some kind of, I'm going to go where nothing is known to discover knowledge, but only to the extent that this knowledge is not available by draining it from other people. And the sad thing with human evolution is that as soon as one person has the knowledge, it's drainable. You can learn how to fish if you've just seen one guy fishing successfully. And it could take thousands of years for you to reinvent fishing, or for any of your descendants to reinvent fishing. But it can take you a couple of hours if you see someone doing it properly. So, nature looks at it this way. I have the cost of a massive brain that needs to do creation that will be wrong most of the time, that will invest enormous amounts of energy into being wrong and correcting the thing. Or I can invest in a low energy brain, less cost, less nutrients, less everything, less risks, and I can just trust what I see around me and follow. So most people end up being followers because natural selection constantly push toward that direction. You end up having some people who are innovators because it's an evolutionary equilibrium. If everyone was a follower, people would go into idiocracy. So the high IQ individuals are maintained in the population only to the extent that there's so little of them that their talents, though costly, are still practical to them and still helping them survive. So you have the same for your question was specifically more about finding the truth and investigating things, but it's pretty much the same thing. If I have the choice to make a brain that will find the truth, but finding the truth, by the way, has massive social cost in human civilization. Like, look at Kanye. I mean, no one is questioning whether his statement is true about the music industry. He has found the truth to the extent that no one is calling him a liar. People are calling him anti-Semitic. He's not lying. He's found the truth, and it has massive cost to him and to potentially his wealth and reproductive activities. So finding the truth is too punishing. On top of it, you need a bigger brain, you need more energy, etc. So if you can just be told the truth by an authority of some kind that has social coordination power, then you have no problem. So why would you pursue the truth if it's evolutionarily punishing? That's the reason. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, why is that a sad thing? The man who discovered fishing, his descendants would also benefit from the discoveries of others, so it's a trade-off. Well, it's a sad thing because you always revert to apish, low IQ behavior. That's why it's a sad thing. Yes, there's something beautiful. Oh, a guy learned fishing, teach it to his descendant, but how long will that last? How long before the fishing that he discovered helps the low IQ copiers more than his descendants? I'll tell you what, not so long. Maybe a generation down the line. A generation down the line, this guy's innovation is crushing the ability of his descendants to survive. And eventually, intelligence disappears. That's why it's sad. It's sad because the universe tempts us. Like, we are at an era where we have relatively high IQ, at least the people here on the chat. Okay, the universe shows us what could be. We are that way. But in 100 years, in 1,000 years, the world will be less like us. So that's why it's sad. Dramatic event in Seoul, South Korea, 146 dead. After a crowd-crushing incident, there was just too much people. Look at this. So, crowd crushing, what a special phenomenon where there's just too much people and any movement in a direction becomes uncontrollable. The individuals are falling over each other. They end up getting compressed. The people who are causing the crowd crushing don't see the consequences of their action, because it's like 30 people down the line, maybe the person is getting crushed to the point of being unable to breathe, but they are there causing the crowd crushing, and they don't quite have control of it. Perhaps they are in panic, perhaps they are trying to escape their own crushing from some other crowd. And a compression of the body ends up being fatal. Most of the time, what I'm guessing is a positional asphyxia of some kind, compression of the diaphragm muscle. Let's not forget that we are kept alive at every 30 seconds of our life. We are replenishing our oxygen reserves. And if we lack breathing for 30 seconds, it's already pretty much over. Maybe some survive with some sequels, but 1 minute and everyone is dead. The thing is, for you to breathe air, you are expanding your body, pulling air in and compressing your body. But compress the body more and more, and there is no more place for expansion. You end up having closed airways, because for circulating air, the only way is for the body to expand, specifically your chest. If there is no place for the chest to expand, there is no more source of oxygen and you die. It's stunning to me. Because it's a reflection. First, we are overpopulated. Crowd crushing is the perfect example of a self-regulatory mechanism of population size. And we are overpopulated, and on top of it, we are concentrating in cities and concentrating in specific events. So this results in this kind of event. 146 dead, more than 100 injured, some of them might be revealed later to be dead. Terrible outcome. Silver Spider says, I never liked big crowds, always made me slightly anxious. Yeah, and you know, they talk about social anxiety and crowd anxiety. That looks like a pretty self-preserving feature to have at this point. Landolt Guntram says, crowd crushing of the Koreans was predicted in some funky American sci-fi show from the 60s. I'd love to see that, but yeah, I mean, just thinking about overpopulation, it seems obvious that this happens. A little note at the hospital, please remember not to discuss patient information, personal health information, unless the Amazon Echo is muted. Thank you. And someone published a picture of Ted Kaczynski. The people are taking breaks, you know, people who work in hospitals, and they are sitting right beside an Amazon Echo that sends all of their conversation to Amazon. Bad idea. Terrible idea. I mean, Amazon Echo is a terrible idea overall. It's a very bad idea. I cannot see the point of having this. Russia suspends participation in Ukraine grain deal after massive drone attack on Black Sea Fleet. So Russia had agreed not to do a blockade of the grain, the Ukraine grain going for export. That was at some point during the war. But at this point, they got annoyed that their ships were being targeted, because they had put up a blockade. And then they had withdrawn it. They had said, okay, grain is important for food in the world. Let's be humanitarian here and let the grain pass. But at this point, they are letting the grain pass and receiving drone attacks on their ships. And it's like, hey, we were kind enough to let you export your grain, and you're just bombarding our ships. We're going to start blocking. We're going to start blocking again. So the Ukraine grain deal is over. I think it makes sense. I don't see why, but it's always Putin, the eternal, you know, kind dictator. You cannot let a nation function and be at war with it at the same time. You have to take control of everything you can. including their export, their energy, etc. Now, I think that Putin is slowly headed toward my kind of military strategy, but holy shit, did it take time. If you let any inch to the Ukrainians, they're going to take more, because that's a war. They won't be kind to you because you let them export grain. Firestarter says the coronation of Tsar Nicholas II had 1,400 people trampled to death. I didn't know this. Interesting. Spindly Opinion says they were being attacked by black underwater canoe-like drones. Kind of cool looking. Yeah, it seems that the Ukrainians, well, of course, with the flow of money they're getting, they're getting the best technology they can. Russia announces the end of mobilization after enlisting 300k new troops. So that's it. The 300k have been secured. They are either already on the front line in Ukraine, a part of them. That's 82,000 people. And then the 218,000 left, they are currently in training on military base. So 300k new men that will be on the front of the Ukraine war very soon. People are resurfacing a video of Charlemagne the God in the context that apparently this guy has been criticizing Kanye West for his statements. And 9 years ago, he was saying exactly what Kanye West was saying. Jews run Hollywood, music industry.
Black people, we don't have no power. No matter what we do, we can all click up. We don't have no organization that holds any weight. NAACP don't hold no weight. We don't have no organization that holds no weight. You can't speak bad about a Jewish person because they have organizations and they're a close-knit.
So this is a guy who today, this guy has been warmed by Jewish power over the years. It's the guy that today, 9 years later, is criticizing Kanye for saying what he's saying. Holy shit. Like, how can these people live with themselves? Because I'm such an honest guy. It's like, I wouldn't want to lie. I wouldn't want to have a double standard. I wouldn't want to contradict myself. So I go over the top. Every time if I change a view, even if it's something I said when I was 13 years old, you'll see me say, look, at 13 years old, I believe this. I don't believe this anymore. But this guy just doesn't care. It's like, yeah, you were aware of what Kanye is talking about 9 years ago. And yet you are Kanye's critic today. Cowbot says humans had typical small brain mass to body mass prior to becoming much more carnivore. Now humans have exceptionally large brains to body. It's like elites are using their positions of power to reverse natural selection by making us plebs, smaller brained, so easy to rule. Yeah, I mean, this is a theory that, you know, the brain having a high cost in fat and energy. if you had to develop this brain with a mostly vegetarian alimentation, the evolutionary constraints wouldn't be the same. You would find yourself having an even higher cost to maintain that brain. And so, but with the beef and the fat and everything and the animal proteins, that brain is more viable and therefore the trade-off is less costly to get all of its goodness. Silver Spider says, that's the problem, JF. These people gain a lot through deception and it's a good strategy.
Group of people in power who will bring you down. Same thing with gays. You can't say nothing bad about gays because they move as a unit. Black people don't have that.
I mean, if you do a racist comment about black people, there are repercussions.
When?
Who? You don't just walk away from that.
Who? Give me an example.
I mean, you know, Kramer.
That's because he was white. And nothing really bad happened to him. You know why nothing bad happened to him?
Never really heard from him again.
I think because he got so rich that he was just cool.
Like Jews don't go out and try to recruit people into the religion like, you know, certain Christians and, mm-hmm. and Muslims.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even feel comfortable talking about this. I'm sweating right now. I listen. I don't. Certain things. There's certain things I don't like to talk about. And
okay, so Charlemagne the God, pretty much in line with today's Kanye. And now we have Kanye on the street making a speech and using a classic Gab Excel sheet that makes a documentation of the number of Jewish people in power in the media industry, and people were laughing their ass off. Look at this.
Why is saying white lives matter anti-Semitic? Exactly. That's what you just asked.
I'm not saying that's anti-Semitic.
No, you just said that, though.
No, and I misspoke. But I'm saying...
No, you didn't. That was a Freudian slip.
You didn't misspeak. I'm trying to correct myself.
Okay, correct.
Oh, I misspoke. Okay. So, here, a first win for Kanye. So,
to walk around with
Do you want to walk back that statement?
Exactly.
Sure, I will.
But you got a chance.
Walk back that statement.
Do you think maybe that...
No, wait a second. He's going to walk back that statement.
But I'm saying, you're wearing the White Lives Matter shirt. And Black Lives Matter. And a lot of people think that you're being anti-Black by saying
that. No, how?
What?
Let him talk, bro.
The idea that wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt is anti-anything is absolutely ridiculous. It's just to show you guys the cognitive dissonance that you're capable of. It's to show you guys you cannot even care about us. So why would we care about you? You cannot even affirm that my life is worth respecting? Holy shit, we're at war at this point.
In America, Black people don't take all the rights that we have that are actually given to us. Because we weren't given what we were promised in the first place, which was the 40 acres. Instead, we were given...
And a mule.
And a mule. Instead, we were given projects and bad food and posters of Oprah Winfrey. And also Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. People said to me multiple times, visit the Holocaust Museum. I said, visit our Holocaust Museum. It's called Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, and I am sorry for your losses. 20 million Blacks died to abortion, and Planned Parenthood was made by Margaret Sanger with the real KKK as population control. Margaret Sanger is a eugenics and is working today. The number one cause of death for Black people in America is abortion. The most dangerous place for a Black man to...
People are asking for a fact check. I fact check this as truth, says DK Shadow.
Today, or Black baby, Black woman, is in their mother's stomach. And that is a programming that's pushed through... I got a new word for 2024. The red media.
And this made people laugh their ass off on Gab. He's pulling the great classic, Who Controls Your Mind, 2013. A very good year. Very good year. And here... In red, they have illustrated who is Jewish. In light blue, they have illustrated who is non-white. And in green, they have illustrated who is gay. And basically, the entirety of the media industry control from president, CEO, founder, owner, vice president, chairman, all these positions. You have the biggest studios, the social media, the Google, Reuters, Atlantic, Disney, YouTube, Facebook, Yahoo, Marvel, Hulu, Cosmopolitan, Associated Press, HBO, Pixar, New York Post, Reader's Digest, MSNBC, Comcast, Universal Studios, CNN, blah, blah, blah. is largely, if not almost absolutely, like 100% of these media companies are controlled by Jews, gays, and non-whites sprinkled here and there. So that is the situation. That doesn't mean you need to hate these people, but it is a fact of the distribution of power in America. And you cannot escape recognizing or addressing this fact because you think that it's evil to recognize this fact. It is a fact. I'm reporting here this fact for news analysis. Kanye, with his little red iPhone display, is correct. Look at this. I mean, you take just one of them. Fox News. Gay Roger Ailes. Gay Rupert Murdoch. Gay Brian Lewis. You have a series of five different Jews here at ESPN. One gay. You have one non-white and Kevin Chui Jira at Warner Brothers. The rest is Jewish. That is what Kanye refers to as the red media. Absolutely fine to be talking about this fact, because then we should ask, why is it that way? And is it a healthy situation that it's that way?
That is the red media. If you go to Apple right now, go to Apple Music. Let's load up the top 10 songs. I guarantee you they're promoting black serial killing.
Absolutely.
Not just one. They're promoting black.
That is absolutely true. All of the hip hop we've seen since the very beginning of this style is all about black criminality, black gangs. And it has promoted this lifestyle as a desirable lifestyle to be displayed in music videos, to be aspired to by the black community.
The red media is making money off of blacks being serial killers to each other. Mm. Also misogynistic. The red media is making money off of that. And God sees it. But I understand, and I'm not judging, because the oppressed becomes the oppressor. Mm-hmm. And it is our time now. Blacks are coming into money. We are not scared anymore. And I showed you that I crossed that line. They tried to bankrupt me. They tried to say I was crazy, and I'm alive. We haven't had a full black community since the gentrification of Harlem and Black Wall Street, which was torn down. But I know my brothers, my engineers, my architects, my farmers are gonna rise up. And if it meant they had to take me and drag me like Emmett Till in front of everyone because I whistled, I know my brothers, my engineers.
All right, so that is the statement of Kanye. Kanye West, anti-Semitism did what his anti-blackness did not, and some people have a problem with that. CNN is saying, you know, Kanye West wearing the White Lives Matter t-shirt was an anti-black thing, and it didn't get him fully canceled. But when he did tweet about the Jewish people, that's what got him canceled. I mean, it's almost, of course, they're approaching it from a leftist point of view. They're like, this is a problem. You should have been canceled at the White Lives Matter t-shirt. But it's kind of CNN becoming woke to the question of Jewish power, also being forced to be woke about it. Because the fact is, they're correct. What was criticized as anti-blackness from Kanye wasn't enough to get him fully canceled. What got him fully canceled in terms of financials, in terms of deals with Adidas, was a statement of consciousness about the state of Jewish power in our societies. DK Shadow says JF uses VLC. VLC is, as always been since the beginning, the best media player. I don't see why I would use anything else. I have VLC on my computer. I have VLC now on my Android phone so that I can watch movies that are on the network. So I have file sharing in my local network. So if I go upstairs, I want to sleep or calm down or just relax, I can play a movie on my cell phone from VLC, thanks to the whole network streaming file sharing possibilities. Go away, says JF. Listen to the Kanye song, Can't Tell Me Nothing, after the show. Okay, Can't Tell Me Nothing. I will have a look at this. I don't know about it. Let's talk now about this Paul Pelosi attacker. Pelosi attack suspect was psychotic homeless addict estranged from his nudist lover and their children. Leading politicians yesterday blamed the political right for the brutal attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul. This is despicable, blah, blah, blah. California political leader agreed, blah, blah, blah. But DePape's politics have little rhyme or reason. In past years, DePape shared a post about Stephen Colbert's 2006 roast of President George Bush at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, linked to videos of Disney films altered to make it look like the characters were swearing, and claimed Jesus is the Antichrist. Not exactly a litany of right-wing tropes. And so this guy was just an out-there schizo who was paranoid about pretty much everything. And so that's why you would think 911 was an inside job. The official story is a big lie. And that's why you would talk about January 6th and COVID stuff. DePape lived with a notorious local nudist in a Berkeley home, complete with a Black Lives Matter sign in the window and an LGBT rainbow flag emblazoned with a marijuana symbol hanging from a tree. Apparently, that is an image of their marijuana LGBT flag. You can see that their courtyard has a couch, I believe. I believe it's a couch. Another, so he has a history of drug use, psychosis, and homelessness. CNN reported that a woman named Laura Hayes, who said she worked with DePape 10 years ago making hemp bracelets, said she had been living in a he had been living in a storage shed. He talks to angels, she said, and told her that there will be a hard time coming. So classic schizophrenia here, talking to angels, and they say that the world is coming to an end. Apparently, this was a Gypsy Tob. The woman, she is a 53-year-old Russian migrant who was a nudist activist. So she was coming fully nude publicly, and here she's getting arrested by a policeman for doing this. And according to this blog, which I'm consulting, she may be in jail on a $2 million bail. She says, I've been incarcerated for over 4 months, even though none of my charges have been proven. There has not been a trial. I was given a total of 5 felony charges and 15 misdemeanor charges. Even if I had committed all the crimes I'm being accused of, which I did not, my bail should be $100,000 according to the new bail schedule, and about $500,000 according to the pre-coronavirus bail schedule. Instead, he just offered me a deal saying that he will let me out of jail immediately with no more jail time as long as I plead guilty to one of his false charges, felony stalking. So she would have engaged in some sort of felony stalking. Here I am incarcerated for over 4 months and unable to leave amidst the coronavirus outbreak in jail. Here is how I see it. The court has given me a death sentence for saying I love you in an email and for allegedly posting love letters and love songs on blog. A few days ago, a man who is charged with raping 2 women was released from the jail. If I am still here, will they let me out or will I die in this jail? So, not clear. What kind of felony stalking are we talking about? Perhaps she was trying to contact her children, because it is said that the couple ended up in trouble because David DePape, the guy who ended up attacking Paul Pelosi, would have sexually abused his kids. according to a stepdaughter. Paul Pelosi alleged attacker David DePape, a monster who sexually abused his kids. The man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer sexually abused his sons and stepdaughter as children, one of the alleged victims claimed in online post. David DePape was consumed with darkness. DePape allegedly broke into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home while renting Where's Nancy? This attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband came as a shock to me, though not much considering the kind of extreme abuse he had inflicted on me and my brothers, the 20-something Gonzalez wrote. Gonzalez described DePape as someone who did genuinely try to be a good person, but added the monster in him was always too strong for him to be safe to be around. She said her mom met DePape, whom she describes as her father, in Maui while pregnant with her. The couple moved to the Bay Area shortly after Gonzalez was born. So, met while pregnant. What this tells me is this guy has a cockery issue. He has been serving all of his life the children of some other men. And he's been hanging around untrustable women who got impregnated, didn't stay with the male, but instead used his parental service. This is so grave because this is exactly the kind of situation that leads to abuse. You have a man who's being drained of his energy, and yet he doesn't have an evolutionary advantage in the well-being of these children. She said her mom met DePape, who she considers a father, in Maui while pregnant with her. They split in 2014 when Gonzalez was 13. Gonzalez said her mother kicked David out because of his toxic behavior. 6 months later, Gonzalez's brother Nebozvod started to remember their father physically and sexually abusing me and my brothers, which started when we were very young and continued until around 2008 when Gonzalez was 7. Although their mother filed a police report according to DePape, accusing DePape of abuse, the case was not managed properly, so nothing was done about it. She claimed she and her younger brother Daniel also started getting memories of their abuse. He barely opened up about himself or his past, but it was obvious that he grew up in hell and that we didn't know the worst of it. So here's the very disorganized place where they live with a bus, apparently. Natural addiction treatment is written on their sign here. So healing, bracelet, pot, psychosis. That was the lifestyle of the man who is alleged to have been, according to the allegation, would have been entering the home illegally and then attacking with a hammer. But look at this in the International Business Times, a catalog of speculations from Twitter. And I'll tell you what, I find one of them extremely realistic. Go Away says, JF, being a stepfather is very evolutionarily advantageous, as proven by Elon Musk, who impregnated his stepdaughter. yes, that is true, in a world where it's legal to do so. So it is definitely an evolutionary strategy of men to be displaying love to the mother, but to fuck the daughter. But in our world, it is illegal, so it's no more a valid evolutionary strategy. I mean, most of the time, although some people end up doing it and not being caught by law, most of the time it will get you in enough trouble that the law makes it not anymore a valuable strategy. So here the speculation, there's various statements. It would be nice to hear the 911 call and see the body cam footage, security cam footage, and dash cam footage. Paul Pelosi was not a victim. Paul Pelosi attack. So that is a serious question. To what degree was this guy there for a legitimate purpose at first, but then got provoked into self-defense perhaps by Paul Pelosi? Winston says, Paul Pelosi was getting hammered with his gay lover and got a little too hammered. Was David DePape wearing his own underwear or Paul's when he was arrested? This could be important. Very interesting. This is by Tom. This is the hypothesis that I find the most. It fits the most of the facts that we know, and it fits so beautifully. I'm like, how can it not be this? He says, let's clear this up as ASAP. The assailant did not break in at 2:30 a.m. This person, David DePape, is Paul Pelosi's gay lover. There was an argument last night. Paul grabbed the hammer, told David to leave. David started shouting, why? Is Nancy coming home? Where's Nancy? At 2:35, SFPD enters the room. That sounds totally realistic. That would explain why Paul Pelosi felt entitled to use the statement, where's Nancy? And Paul Pelosi thought, oh, this will put me off the hook because it will look like a political attack. And Paul Pelosi perhaps knew that this guy had his blogs and was kind of a paranoid type of guy that would be easy to exploit and easy to make it look bad. I think that totally fits. Now, what was the argument about? Currently, it seems that DePape is telling the investigators that the argument was around drugs. And so, was he, you know, how gay prostitutes can also be your pusher at the same time? And we've seen this in numerous cases of people who don't want to be acknowledged publicly as living this lifestyle, but they get the gay prostitute in, and the gay prostitute also brings the drugs that they're addicted to. So that way it can all be a contained affair. Perhaps that is what Pelosi was after. But that makes total sense to me. I hope that we get to know. I hope that Paul Pelosi doesn't have so much power that he can basically put this under the carpet. Let's be honest, Paul. We want to know what's happening. We deserve to know. Have you framed this guy in some form? Are you revealing the whole truth? I would like to know. Twin bombings in Somali capital leave scores of casualties. Twin explosions rocked the center of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, apparently linked to Al-Qaeda terror groups. I don't know. I'll keep following this, but I don't know what this means. that seems to be another completely separate front of war that is more around the Arab nations than Russia and Ukraine. Disney CEO, it's back at allegations the company is too woke. Florida Disney sparred over state's parental rights education bill this year. He's trying to make a case that, oh, I just want to represent the diversity of the world. Well, you went after a law that was enacted lawfully. That is the law of the land where your social seat is, where your company is located, Florida. And that law was giving parental rights on what happens in terms of sexual discussion with their children. That makes total sense. You went after this law. You misrepresented it as a don't say gay bill. Partly misrepresented because it's really not about this. It's don't say anything about sex to children until you have parental consent. Makes total sense to me. And yes, you are too woke and you've been introducing in your themes of all your animated movies, we see the leftist themes overwhelmingly. Facebook fined $25 million by Washington State for violating election law. Facebook parent company Meta has been ordered by a Washington State court to pay $25 million in fines after it found that the social media platform violated Washington's political disclosure law 822. 822 separate times between 2019 and 2021. Man, I hope that Mark Zuckerberg gets into all sorts of problems for this. Because I can't believe how he devoted so much resources and money to beat Trump. And it's so disgusting to me, because all of this for what? For a fear that Trump could have enacted freedom in the social media domain, protected users from company overreach and attacks on their speech. Like, seriously, Facebook would be doing better if Trump was there and had enacted a reform of Section 230 and had clearly, made it impossible for this company to ban you for opinions that are legal. Facebook would have been helped by this. Yet they went after, with all sorts of illegal tricks, they went after Trump. So I'm happy that he's paying $25 million here, but it should be 50 times this. It should be in all states and should be so much more massive amounts of money, because at $25 million, it's like a little ticket where, oh, okay, I'll pay and no problem. But if we could get this amount through multiple states and to increasing the punishments, if we could get this amount to $500 million, $1 billion, then he might think twice in the future. Disgraced ADL warns Elon against restoring the following specific accounts. So the ADL posted, in addition to Trump, other high-profile and dangerous individuals may be allowed to return to Twitter. David Duke, the Double D. White nationalist Nick Fuentes, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, former Trump advisor, and Steve Bannon, and misogynist Andrew Tate. Oh my God, why am I not in this list? The idiot is fine with me going back to Twitter. So Elon, what are we waiting for? You just got ADL approval. I would like you to bring back my friend David, though. Yeah, I mean, hopefully all these people are brought back on Twitter, because it's not because you have a past affiliation, or it's not because the ADL puts a label on you that you are this. And Twitter should evaluate these people on whether their tweets violate the rules. These people are human beings. They may have thoughts to share on Twitter that are not racist, so... or that are not in violation of whatever rules Elon Musk wants to keep in. Firestarter says, that list just got lame when they added Tate to it. Yeah, it's like, okay, Andrew Tate is in another category. DK Shadow says, ADL is so afraid of you, they won't mention your name. Yeah, and I've been doing my best to attract their hire, but for some reason, sometimes I pass under the radar, which I like sometimes. I like to be left alone and do my little thing. Guy from V says, I gotta get my meme ears. 16 Twitter accounts with 2,000 followers, baby. Oh, I don't know what that means. Is that a Halloween costume? Is that something you can wear on Halloween? I don't know. Conservatives flood Twitter with memes after Musk Twitter takeover. Get your own platform. I'm cutting down staff, but my job is safe, right? But my job is safe, right? Elon Musk here coming in with the crying LGBT activist on the TV. Chief tweet includes free speech, open discussion, bonus sink inside. Okay, Halloween costume this year. Elon Musk just dropping Parag Agrawal through, just down the mountain. Elon Musk placing Parag Agrawal in the trash, no problem. Okay, live footage from Twitter HQ as Elon Freeze, the great memoir, Prisoners of War. Frogs just being unleashed onto the world. Yes, Firestarter says these Musk memes are weak. Yeah, I mean, it will be something going back to Twitter if I do get unbanned, because I've been habituated to much darker memes. It's like, at this point, I watch all these memes and I'm like, where is Adolf Hitler? Like, I'd like to laugh artfully, you know? I'd like to really feel the dark humor. And I'm like, okay, well, frogs. Yeah, they have this little normie quality to them. And when you hang out on Gab, it's like, at this point, I'm not laughing if there's not a massively taboo reference being made. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey, JF, I was watching a Joe Rogan interview the other day, and they were talking about sensory deprivation tanks and outer body experiences. Do you know anything about this? I don't know much about this. I think it's a little exaggerated. How? And it's been covered in fiction, you know. I've seen what was it, the little Netflix series Strange Things, where the sensory tank is like the secret way in which the character can transfer between the real world and the upside down. I personally don't think much of sensory deprivation tanks. Yeah, go away, says JF's home is a sensory deprivation tank. I guess you could say that if it wasn't of my computer screams. yeah, I mean, I guess if you put the body in a state where there's minimal stimuli to it, maybe the brain is in some different physiological state. I'm not fascinated by this at all. It's like, oh, you change the environment and the body changes? Holy shit. Cloud Warmer sends a super chat. He says, JF, the Pelosi's ability to outperform share market veterans like Soros and Warren Buffett is definitely commendable and not coincidental or lucky. Well, I assume that you are being sarcastic. Because it is not coincidental or lucky. It is manipulation of prior knowledge. It is insider trading. That's what it is. Twitter right now. That's a meme that was sent on the regular chat. The Nazis are partying and the girl was busy just putting up her makeup, and it's like, the Nazis are back in town. They will be allowed back on Twitter. Oh yeah, that is see that is the kind of humor. At this point, you reach my threshold where you will get a true laugh from me. Like, isn't it funny to think of the Nazi party guys just bouncing back onto Twitter. Oh my god. Florida officials looking into allegations of widespread ballot harvesting operation in black neighborhoods. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is considering investigating an alleged long-running and widespread ballot harvesting operation among black communities in the central part of the state. See, that's great. And I trust that Florida will do the investigation work. But the problem is, out of all the states, who's going to do this? Basically just Florida and maybe a handful of other more Republican states. But this is, if they find anything, this thing is going on also in the other states. But the other states will never crack down on this because they know it helps their Democrat administrations to win. Ukrainian refugees return home despite warnings not to. So Zelensky was asking people not to return home because they won't have enough energy for surviving the winter. And yet we have 2.8 million in April, back to 6 million. So 3 million people since April have been moving back into Ukraine. I guess it will peak during the winter because it's going to get harder to transport and harder to get energy. But yeah, that is a massive movement back in. Very interesting that this is happening. Silver Spider says, this seems like it might just be a waste of time. The black neighborhoods vote blue even without ballot harvesting. Yeah, but the difference is, do you have an honest vote? Because it's the number of votes that's the problem. Of course, black populations are not expected to be any below 90% Democrats. That is what history has demonstrated again and again. But with ballot harvesting, you increase the number. Perhaps there are some of these people who didn't want to vote. Perhaps some of these people are pressured by the ballot harvester to vote. That is the problem. And a last news item before we conclude the show. Percentage of Americans who say local crime is up, it's 50-year high. The percentage of Americans who think local crime is getting worse, it's the highest level in 5 decades. A record 56% of respondents said they believe there is more crime locally now than there was a year ago. So people are detecting something happening, and the statistics are extremely unreliable. Because you have, Steven Pinkers, who have made cases about this. They will tell you, look, there was that much murder before, there is that little murder now. So they say, see, there's less murder. But what this doesn't take into account, as we've discussed here on the show before, and some guests that I've brought illuminated me on this. I don't even remember who it was. The problem is, if your healthcare becomes better and better, what was a murder 30 years ago turns out to be just an assault today. So because people have ways to survive a bullet today that they didn't have decades ago, the statistics are extremely extremely hard to evaluate, and they are deceptive in many ways. You have to be careful. And on top of it, much of the criminality is intimidation. Much of the criminality doesn't lead to a crime. When you have a takeover of local gangs, people live under intimidation. They don't even need to be shot. Really, the shooting happens when someone strays away from the orders of the local gang. Someone starts colliding with the interest of the local gang. But if that doesn't happen, people end up being subordinated to criminality without crimes actually happening. And this is the great conversion that's happening in America right now. There are places where mothers would be absolutely unwise to let their children out. Eventually, the child gets teenager and old enough that she can't really retain him. So he goes out, starts living in the criminal environment. And you won't see a crime. You won't see an increase in the statistics of crime, because these criminal gangs take over and they intimidate people to the point where they don't even need to beat them down or to shoot them so that they do what they want. That is it for tonight, boys. Tomorrow will be a double program. I'll be doing the regular show, and then I'll be on the Crucible to debate CRISPR technology, the elixir of life. Some enlightened pro-CRISPR guy will be debating me. Can't wait to see how it looks like. If you'd like to support the show, you can use the support button under the video once it's published, or join us on Patreon or Subscribestar for regular donations. Thank you so much. We need your support to keep going, and see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.